Boogie check.
Good evening, boogie checkers, and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then, if so, stop what you're doing and call me now at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200 to get on the Boogie Check of Life. Wait a minute. What did you just say, you crazed person? Boogie Check of what-a? The Boogie Check of Life. Well, pray tell, what does that mean? That means that anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogular Check. But that's your job. 312-981-7200. But we're not just going to let you sit out there by yourself all, you know, letting it all hang out in the cold weather. No. We've got prizes. That's right. I have got a prize for the first call at 312-981-7200. You're going to get a first call. If you're the first call, you're going to get a prize. Yes, you are. Okay. Well, we can talk to him, can't we? Griffin. Griffin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, John.
Hey, you know what? I guess we have a rule here that you have to be 18 to win.
What about that? From your producer, Tom. He just told me.
You know, but I think that's because they don't expect anybody under 18 to ever call the station.
I've heard very few people under 18 call, but
Right. But, you know, you win a... Here, I used to listen to this program when I was in high school called Ask the Professor. And if you didn't get the answer right, you would write in, and if you didn't get the answer right, they would extend a firm hand clasp through the radio. So, Griffin, that is what I'm doing right now. I'm extending to you a firm hand clasp. Can you feel it? We are shaking hands through the radio right now. Yes. So what's going,
John?
You're welcome. What's going on with you? What are you up to?
Oh my gosh, it's been so long. I've been so busy lately, and now I'm on winter break. I just finished my final exams, and now on winter break. So I decided to start back listening to some radio starting with the Wintrust Business Lunch with John Williams, and now your show tonight. So yeah.
Are you going to get into the financial markets? Because, you know, we listened to all that Wintrust Business Lunch with John Williams.
Yeah, it's broadcast journalism anything financial. So, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I still have a few years. I'm only a freshman. But, yeah,
You've got a few years. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what?
How have you been?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. And I would just like to say that I think you have made a very, very wise decision. I've thought about it many times since I no longer went to high school, how much I would have enjoyed having financial planning or some sort of investment curriculum as part of my schooling. You don't know, I at least when I was around, nobody... It wasn't anything that was generally discussed. So I think you're doing a really good thing.
It sounds like it'd be a good job to have. I don't know. It always interests me. I mean, I should probably get a little better at math if I want to do that. But it's just, I don't know. I always found that kind of stuff interesting. I always found numbers interesting.
Well, you know, no matter what it is that you end up doing, the knowledge that you're accumulating now will always work for you. It'll always be something that it'll apply no matter what particular line of work you end up in, even if it's not the financial markets or something like that. Just being able to know what's going on in that world, regardless of what job or endeavor you take, is going to be a real plus. Trust me.
For sure,
From someone who doesn't know.
Next year, I'll take a finance class or something. Yeah. But I don't know much either yet.
Well, you've got plenty of time.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you got any special plans for Christmas?
We're just going over to my grandparents' house, hang out with my cousins and grandparents, and just you know, having a small Christmas, because we've had small ones the past few years, and just hanging out. It'll be fun. I feel so good to be on break, and not only that, it feels so good to be on the back on the air again. This is the first time in months, and it just feels nice.
Yeah, I gotta scratch that itch. All right, Griffin, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. 312-981-7200. Are any of these other folks? Tammy! How are you, Tammy?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you driving home from work?
Well, actually, yeah. I work in the healthcare.
What is going on?
It's been a trying year.
It's just the craziest thing. I mean, driving home from work is not a crazy thing, of course. But people, you know, the stereotype is at 8:15 at night, at least the people who run radio stations, 8:15 at night, you know, no one's coming home then. That's, it's like in the afternoon, that sort of thing. But you're in the
health... It's a nice 30-minute drive to decompress and just kind of forget about the day.
You're in the
healthcare...
I'm good. You're in the healthcare industry, you say?
Yeah, in family practice, we've been... teaching everyone about COVID shots, administering them.
It's, well, you know, all
the full-time job.
I don't know how. Thank you for your service. I don't know how anybody in the healthcare industry can handle the world that is around us now. So more power to you. And
thank you.
No, you certainly earned it every single day. As the first caller, you will receive a desktop weather station. Well, you are over 18, aren't you, Tammy?
Just a tad.
Oh, okay.
a
desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling. 60-minute men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Thank you for calling, Tammy. Stay on the line so Tom can get your information to get you the prize, and have a very, very happy holiday and a very Merry Christmas.
Hey, now, wanna boogie, wanna boogie, let the boogie check. Wanna boogie, wanna boogie, let the boogie check. Tom Merrick's time to run. WGN.
All right. Oh, and there's that pesky tone again. Jim Bohannon, who would be on if he were as working, is not working, so he's not on. But in his stead, I'm told we have something special to share.
Hello, Mr. Decker. It's a
Hanukkah
boogie for you.
Isn't Hanukkah over?
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Is this thing on?
Yes.
I'm actually looking for the king of rock and roll. You know, don't lay no boogie woogie on the king of rock and roll.
Oh, I know who this is.
Is this the same boogie? Did I get the right number?
I think, yes, you did. And you know what? I believe we share the first, J-O-H-N.
Pretty good, yes.
Huh? It's Steve and Johnny, everybody!
Can I just say, when Tom, your producer, said, hey, do you want to sneak in on him? I said, oh my God, I've wanted to do this since 1972, when I was a bulldog at Senn High School. Rah!
And when she had a book cover with both of our pictures on it, John.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And
remember
I still
those
have
book
it.
Covers? I do too. As a matter of fact, I framed it.
I did too.
How weird
we
are.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Well, I think you guys are in town already. Well, no, wait a minute. You are in town already, but what are you doing?
We've never left town, number one.
Yeah, we haven't been back to Florida in 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, right, because of everything that's going on.
Because of the insanity.
Florida love it, but they're nuts.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, well, I agree.
And right now, even as we speak, we're sitting in Studio A.
Yes, I know.
So we're warming up the microphone because we will be on before you in 2 weeks on New Year's Eve.
Right. You'll be doing 3 until 7, I understand.
Right.
That would be true.
Which is very weird for us because for 25 years, we did celebrate our 25th anniversary of bringing in the new year by doing a countdown every hour starting at 11 o'clock at night until 5 o'clock in the morning. So this is going to be strange.
Well, you're more than welcome to
hang around.
No. That's quite all right, John.
Been there, done that for 25 years.
Yeah. So you guys will be 3 to 7, and then I convinced the radio station to pay whoever you need to pay to play music.
Uh-huh.
So we're doing 5 hours of... New Year's 70s Eve.
Nice.
I've got tunes, and it's going to be a lot of fun. did three hours last year, but obviously this New Year's Eve, it's Friday, and can go right up until the midnight hour, and then we cross into not only the new year, but the 100th anniversary of WGN.
Isn't that crazy?
That is really, that is really something else.
And to think that we were here for a third of that.
Be careful.
And here we are.
For a third of that.
Well, you know, we're all here now, which in a way is just remarkable on a lot of different levels.
Yeah, it sure is.
I mean, all of them good. Don't get me wrong. All of them really, like, blessed, if you will. You worked here. You know how everybody in radio always wants to work at WGN.
Oh, sure.
And
in fact, when Johnny and I first got to WGN, we said, okay, we're here. We never want to go back into radio.
Right. I understand what you say. And I'm, you know, after the many stops and starts that I had coming in, finally things happened and I finally get to go on board, which I, you know, am very grateful for.
Yeah.
Because,
for all the years that we were here, it was not unusual to be walking into the building. And at this time, we were in the Tribune Tower. And I would turn to Steve and I'd say, just pinch me.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just so cool. Pinch me. I mean, I have the clock radio that my mom and dad had next to their bed as I was growing up. That radio was there. And one time, Wally Phillips gave the phone number. And she grabbed a pencil and wrote it on the top of the clock radio because
Wally never gave the phone number.
He didn't?
No, never.
No.
Why not?
And that one time, and so it scribbled on the top of this clock radio from 1967.
Is it the same number we're using now, or was it different?
No, it would be different because
it was different.
You didn't have the area code.
Oh, right, of course. They didn't give out the phone number.
No.
How bizarre.
I think Wally was too busy giving out the ladybug pendant watches.
And the Seymour Paisin scarf.
And the new mode pantyhose.
That's right. To the same man that kept calling.
Well, I still got mine. They don't fit as well. All right, Steve and Johnny, thank you so much for stopping in and coming on.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
This is on my bucket list. Okay, now I can go home.
All right. And I will see you in a week or so.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Have a good Christmas.
Love it, John.
You too. Merry Christmas, guys. All right. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Mark. Hey, Mark, you're on Boogie Check. Hello. Mark? Oh, Mark. Marco. Marco Rooney. Well, let's go to Carl. Hey, Carl, are you there?
Adios, Mark. Okay, it's time for me. Sorry, Mark.
Oh, it's okay.
Hey, John. Can I give you, stop me if you heard this one, okay, because, you know.
All right.
You know how cold it was this morning, John?
Tell me, how cold was it?
I saw Michael Jackson this morning. You know who that is, right?
He's dead.
Didn't you do this last, maybe I told you this one already.
Yeah, you definitely did, have, Carl. I'm not going to lie.
You have told me this one before.
Well, I saw a turkey with a cape on, too, right? Yeah, we did that already.
A turkey with a cape on.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Let me get to the finale here real quick, and then I'll let you go. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
What did the weather forecaster, Tom Skilling, predict for Christmas Eve?
It will be dark.
No.
What?
A 100% chance of rain.
Dear. Oh, get him up. Thank you, Carl. I was just going to, I love it. Keep it up. Don't stop. Whatever you do, got to have you. I'm counting on you. 312-981-7200. Let's go to, look who's here. The Questioner. My goodness. Good evening. Oh, there he is. The familiar tones.
Hello, John.
Hello, Questioner.
Many questions abound this evening.
Well, abound me, baby.
To keep it short.
All right, then.
First.
Yes.
Did you know that a rental car bus driver at Midway leads the passengers in holiday songs?
No, but I think that's great.
And what is his name?
Santa.
I don't know. I only know he was on duty yesterday around noon.
Wait a minute. You're asking me and you don't know the answer?
The questioner only questions.
Oh, right. Damn. Well, of course. What was I thinking? Excuse me, questioner. If you were, you're not the answerer, you're the questioner. Right.
That is correct. For example,
yes.
How can Ralph Fiennes be M and a King's man at the same time? Does he draw two salaries? Who pays his health insurance?
The questioner
wonders.
I think the questioner's been going to the weed store. I don't know.
The weed store. Is that what the kids are calling it this day? All right,
know.
Ma, I'm going to take my allowance to go to the weed store.
All right, well, questioner.
No, just eggnog.
I'm running out of time, and I want to say quick hello to Earl. Thank you. Hey, Earl.
Hi, John. Yeah,
hi.
I know you're running out of time. That's a tough act to follow.
I know.
I just wanted to thank you for this past year of lighthearted and
thank you.
Wholesome fun.
Thank
it's
you.
A real oasis in a sea of misery. So I just want to thank you and Tom. It's so great.
Earl, let us thank you for being part of it and calling in. We really appreciate it. And everybody else, too, by the way. Thank you.